Remember yesterday we had that sharp intake of breath moment, didn't we, on yesterday's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. If you didn't catch yesterday's episode and try and work out what all that was about, go back and listen to that. Yeah, sharp intake of breath and the explanation about why we sometimes do that and what it means for our breathing. We're talking about how breathing is the key thing for getting a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart, Tweeter Stewart on Twitter, TWWETERSTEWART. Breath support and breath control, the topic du jour. Yeah, these terms often used kind of interchangeably. I do so myself quite often, but there is a specific difference. I mean, breath support is maximising the air capacity available to you for speaking, through things that we've spoken about before, best posture, best use of the diaphragm, lung health and so on. And of course, as we've looked at before, fitness of the diaphragm is key, because when you speak, the diaphragm is constantly relaxing and stretching. Diaphragm, yeah, the diaphragm is the elastic dome-shaped muscle that when you breathe in, drops down, tenses and flattens as the lungs inflate. So dropping down gives room for the lungs to inflate, and then when you breathe out and the lungs empty, it relaxes back into its dome shape. And sometimes that's a little tricky for people to kind of get their head round, because normally you would imagine that when something relaxes, it goes flat, and when it's tense, it rises up. But it's kind of the other way round for the diaphragm. So that's breath support. Breath control is the regulation of the amount of air that you push past your vocal folds, the amount and pace of that release, depending on the need of the sentence or the situation. And that's the way we control the airflow from the lungs to the folds to power the voice, how we use muscles and our mind together to increase or decrease the intensity of the flow, depending on the vocal power that we need in that moment. To control your voice well, you have to control the breath you power it with. So, I don't know whether this will help. Think of your lungs as a bagpipe bladder of air, or the boiler of a house. Bear with me. A small or unserviced pump unit boiler in a large house with lots of radiators on full will struggle to cope to keep heat to them all. And in a similar way, poorly performing lungs, caused by an untrained diaphragm, won't be able to maintain the flow of air to deliver an effective message. So you have a bigger boiler, it copes better at heating the whole house, and you have better performing lungs and diaphragm. And adding to that, you know, you've got a clear nose and a clear throat and you've relaxed and all those other things we've spoken about as well. You're in tip-top condition to power the voice better as well and to have a better voice and therefore to be able to communicate much more effectively. Okay, that's it today. Tomorrow, talking a little bit more about the breath control process, because this really is very, very important on your journey to getting a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.